And we'd like to welcome for the program for the Legal Buzz, one of our Bridge Legal Advisors. And not only is he a Bridge Legal Advisor, he's a part-time rock star. We say hello to our buddy John Price. How you doing, John?
Just fine this morning, Sir Richard. Thank you for having me on.
You know, the last time we talked to you, you told us about your story with COVID, and that was really compelling. And then I noticed on social media, there you are at Pub 61 west of the Ashley performing the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Women. I did not know you had it in you, buddy.
Well, you know, now that I'm recovered from COVID, I'm ready to get outside because I was quarantined, laid out, laid down, you name it, for wherever how many weeks. So
you did a good job.
Again, but,
you did a good job, man.
Pub 61. Yeah, well, thank you. The, you know, I first got to say that a guy named Lee Fain Archer, he's of the Bach to Rock School, if I'm allowed to give them a plug. He sponsors these things called Rock Pile about once or twice a month.
Yeah.
As far as if you go to his Facebook page, Lee Fain Archer, you can find out when they have it. But it's like an open mic night. But I tell you what, man, he has some really good talent out there. I'm not part of the good talent.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. You sounded good, and you had the moves.
Well, I must admit, I did have the moves a lot better when I was a little bit younger, when I was probably about 50 pounds lighter and, 20 or so years younger.
But, oh, come on now. Once you got it, yeah. You got it, man. You got it. And I'm sure the crowd was amazed. You show up, you hit the stage, and then you run out the door, which leads me right to what I want to talk to you about, which are hit and runs. You like that? That's a professional segue. Yeah.
It's always a case of hit and run when I show up for open mic night. I'm gonna do my one or two Stone songs. And I'm out of there, baby.
Let me ask you, John, because you know, believe it or not, Charleston is one of the most dangerous towns for pedestrians in America. And you hear stories all the time about hit and runs. And if you're the person in the car that gets hit, and you look around for who hit you, and they take off, what can you do?
There's a lot of things you can do, but legally, what you're required to do is to make a reasonable effort to identify the vehicle, whether it be write down the license tag number, get a make a description of the year and model and so forth, maybe even a description of the driver. Sometimes, though, these things happen so fast that you can't really get it. A lot of people ask, should I give pursuit? Well, if the car is not running at a high rate of speed from you and you can follow them safely to the next red light or what have you to get that information, certainly that's fine. But the law does not expect you to make a heroic effort, I don't think, you know, in order to and create another hazard just trying to get the information. But do try to get a basic description. Report it to the police immediately so that a report can be filed. And the second thing is you have to report it to your insurance company and show them so they can see that you have made an effort to comply. And, of course, somewhere in all that, for further advice, you may want to call John Price, you know, or certainly contact an attorney, especially if there is personal injury involved. However, under the property damage statute and the punitive damages statutes of South Carolina, even if there's only vehicle damages, we can help you with to help cover your losses and to have a little something to feel vindicated in your money damages as the law provides. We're not doing anything tricky or sneaky or snarky or illegal or nothing. We're just trying to help the innocent victim under the law. But, you know, you do have remedies available to you to, you know, get punitive damages for the hit-and-run damage to your vehicle. If the driver's unidentified, you can still pursue against your uninsured coverage if in fact they're able to track down the driver within a couple of days, which happens also sometimes, then you're able to go against that driver's insurance. But either way, it's a tricky statute. I say tricky, not real tricky per se, but it's going to need a lawyer to sort through the different requirements. For example, if the hit-and-run vehicle does not actually make contact with your vehicle but simply runs you off the road and there's no physical contact, then you're going to need the affidavit of an independent witness other than the driver or owner of your vehicle, which is a little bit tricky too. So, but the lawyers can help you sort it out, and, you know, that's what we're here for. I always say, for accident advice, call John Price. I hate to repeat it again, but I just kind of like to say it myself, don't you?
No, that's exactly why we have people like you standing by. When we have questions like that, if an incident occurs like that, you think immediately you got accident advice, you call John Price. So how do they get in touch with you, buddy?
Doggone it. You know, Richard, that's just so nice of you to ask, but they can call me right here, 1-800-868-HELP. That's 1-800-868-HELP right here in beautiful North Charleston and Somerville. Or they can go online to johnpricelawfirm.com or just enter in the computer, call johnprice.com.
Or you might see him performing at Pub 61 west of the Ashley, the Mick Jagger of the Lowcountry. He blew his nose and then he blew our mind. Hey, John.
Oh, man, the minds were blown that night, I tell you what. It wasn't a mind in the house that wasn't blown, Richard.
Great to see you're back in fighting form in 2021. We appreciate the Legal Buzz.